Good morning, home church. He is risen. Happy Easter, everybody. Welcome to home church. My name is Mike Metzger. We just want to welcome all of you that are with us here today. We also want to welcome in anybody that is joining us on our podcast, on our live stream via YouTube. We are so excited that you decided to join us this morning for our Easter celebration. Before we go ahead and get started this morning, if I can have you guys go ahead and stand up. We are going to do a quick 2-minute meet and greet. So make your way around the sanctuary, say good morning, and welcome somebody that you see out there.
Like me, I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory.
Church. So if you can go ahead and make your way to your seats. Any of the kids that we have here with us this morning, if I can ask you guys to go ahead and head down to the front of the sanctuary, we are going to welcome Miss Anita for our children's church this morning. So kids, come on down.
It's nice seeing all of your Easter faces, plus it's nice seeing some faces that I haven't seen for quite a while. It's so nice. Happy Easter to everybody. Do you kids know what the word coast means? Imagine you're riding your bike and you're going down a little hill. You don't have to pedal. You don't have to use the brake. You're coasting. It's fun, and it's easy. But bikes aren't the only way we coast. Sometimes we kind of coast through life. We take the easy way out. We don't challenge ourselves, and we kind of avoid things that make us work. Let's see. You know you can get a C on your test without even studying. That's taking the easy way out. Or here's one for you. Your mom asks you to clean your room. Okay, part of it goes in the closet, part of it goes under the bed. How about part of it in a dresser drawer? And then you kind of throw the top over the bed and smash out the lumps. That's taking the easy way out. How about when you've got a fabulous idea for a project, but it will take a lot of time and work. So instead, you just slap something together to get by. How about our Easter egg hunt? Let's see. Here, open the egg. Here's another one. Tolly? Okay, open it up. What's in the egg?
Nothing.
Is it empty? I wonder if that's what's going to happen after church when you guys go on the Easter egg hunt. Maybe Miss Jennifer and Miss Ricky and their team that got the Easter eggs together are going to take the easy way out and just throw eggs out on the grass and nothing on the inside. I have it on good authority that Matt likes chocolate, so he may have eaten all the candy before it even gotten the eggs. Well, perhaps the worst way that we coast is when we coast through life when it comes to serving God. Maybe you think you're a good person, so why would you give up your Saturday to go rake the leaves at an older person's house? Or why would you give up part of your allowance to send Bibles overseas? Or give up your video or television time to spend it with God? Why? Because Jesus didn't take the easy way out. He chose the cross. He chose the hard way out so that you could live your best life, not just coast through it. Don't leave Jesus in the manger. Don't leave him on the cross. Don't leave him in the tomb. He is alive, and he wants to walk beside you, not coast with you along the way. So do the study, put in the work, and live a life that dares to love him and serve others. And remember, everybody, God loves you.
Well, good morning, church.
Good morning.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Amen. Can we give Miss Anita another hand? Amen. Thank you, Miss Anita. Appreciate it. So we're going to take this time right now, and all those who are watching online, we want to say thank you for joining in. Can we say hello to our online members? Amen.
Hello.
Good morning. Hello. All those who can't be here in person, we understand and we know, and you're here with us in spirit. We want to say thank you. But right now, church, it is time for new membership. Amen. So without further ado, let's go and get started. I'd like Seth Painter come up to the stage and find your mark right here. Andrea Rosario. Maria, come down. Carlos Menacho. Gabriel Matos. Gilda, can we hear for Gilda? Our sister Elaine. Katrina. Milagros. And Marisol. Amen. So today we affirm, church, that there is one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All scriptures in the Holy Bible contain all truth necessary to faith and Christian living. All humans are born with a fallen nature, and the only way for our sins to be forgiven and to make heaven is through the blood of Jesus Christ. Do you this morning believe these truths? If so, answer, I do. Thank you. Do you acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And do you believe that he can save you now? If so, respond, I do by faith. Desiring tonight to unite with the Church of the Nazarene, do you commit to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? Your neighbor as yourself, as expressed by the covenants of the Christian character and conduct? Will you endeavor in every way to glorify God by a humble walk, godly conversation, and holy service, by devoting giving of your resources, and by faithfully participating in the means of grace? Will you follow Jesus Christ all the days of your life? If so, respond, I will. May God bless you and enable you to be faithful, that your life may be a witness and be effective in leading others to Christ. And it's an honor and a blessing for me to serve you and to be your pastor. Home Church family, let's welcome our new members. Amen. Amen. So let's go ahead. I would like you guys to turn around now. Everybody turn around. Can we welcome our new members now? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so very much. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. And congratulations to our newest members of Home Church. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So, church, before we get started this morning, I just want to talk to you about a couple of exciting events that we have coming up here in the next few months at Home Church. First off, where are my teens at? Let me hear the teens out there in the audience. So, guys, we have Elevate coming up again already. So Elevate registration, we have $50 per teen that is going to be due on April the 25th. If you guys have any questions or need more information regarding Elevate, we would encourage you to reach out and contact the church office at 775-358-4066. The next event that we have going on is our Mother's Day brunch. This is going to be taking place on May the 7th at 10 a.m., and it's going to be at the Red Hawk Golf Course. So pricing for this event is going to be $20 for adults and $15 for kids. So if you are interested in joining us for the Mother's Day brunch, please stop by the Welcome Center and make sure that you get signed up. Song and Word, Thursday night worship and Bible studies, from 6:30 till 8 o'clock at night. How many of you guys have come out and joined us on a Thursday night? Let me hear you. Praise God. What an amazing time. So, church, we have something for everybody going on Thursday nights. So, first off, we have our Latino Bible study that's taking place on New Life, and that is being led by Pastor Pepe DiRigo. We have Life in the Spirit, Run the Race, that is being led by Pastor Barb West. We have our men's Bible study on Romans being led by Don Libby. The women's Bible study on Romans is being led by Marcia Cromie and Joan Cole. And then in addition to that, we have our youth group, we have kids Bible quizzing, and Jeannie Adams is going to be teaching in the nursery. So as you can see, we've got all ages covered for Thursday nights. So make sure that you come out and join us at 6:30. Just a reminder, we have alabaster boxes and crisis care kits that are available now. So the due date for these is going to be on May the 1st. The alabaster boxes are located in the missions area, and the crisis care kit bags are located at the Welcome Center. So make sure that you stop and pick those up on your way out today. We have our annual church meeting that is going to be taking place on May the 1st after our second service, and that's going to be right here in the sanctuary. Everybody is welcomed to attend that meeting. Home away from home retreat. Let me hear you make some noise if you were blessed with us to be there last year. So the Home Away From Home retreat is going to be taking place July 8th through the 10th this year. So make sure that you guys mark that date down. We will have additional information that is going to be announced over the coming weeks. But let me just tell you, what an amazing time. I was blessed to be there with my family last year. Just to be able to, you know, get away, get outside of the city, enjoy the beautiful scenery in Tahoe, and to just be able to praise God and worship. And, you know, even on top of that, we had everybody up there. We had the youngest children up there. We had some of the elders in our church. And let me tell you, it was absolutely amazing to see the connections that were made between our youngest and our elders in the church. Everybody just really enjoyed themselves and had a great time. So we definitely want to encourage you, make sure you mark those dates down. And as soon as the tickets go on sale, get your name on the list, because the rooms went fast last year. So you guys definitely do not want to miss out. And then last but not least, our own Miss Megan Burrows made Easter cookies for Easter this week. And amen. I don't know if you guys have had her cookies before. If you haven't, you might want to stop and buy like three or four. Trust me, they're that good. So those are on sale in the Home Cafe this week. Church, if you would, please go ahead and bow your heads with me this morning as we enter into our time of giving and worship. Heavenly Father, God, we just praise you and we thank you for this day, Lord. What a day to come together and celebrate, to think that you gave your one and only Son to die for our sins, God. And that we get to celebrate that he is risen today, God, that he is alive in each and every single one of us, God. Lord, as we are taking up our tithes and offerings this morning, God, I just pray for each of these faithful givers, God. I pray a blessing upon each and every single one of them as they are giving with a cheerful heart, God. Lord, I would pray that you take these tithes and offerings and just expand them, use them in ways that we couldn't even imagine to further your kingdom and your work, God. Lord, I pray that these tithes and offerings can make a difference in somebody's life and that they would know the love that you have for them. Father God, I just want to pray all of these things this morning in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mike. Amen. Let's thank Mike this morning for all he does. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, brother. Who's ready for baptisms this morning? Amen. Yes. Let's all stand to our feet. Speaking of baptism, I came across a story. It's a drunk stumbles across a service on a Sunday afternoon down by the river, and this drunk proceeds to walk down into the water, stand next to the preacher, and the minister smells him, and he's like, oh my Lord, turns and notices the old drunk and says, sir, are you ready to ask Jesus in your heart? Are you ready to find Jesus? The drunk looks back at him and says, yes, preacher, I'm ready. The minister then dunks the fellow under the water, pulls him right back up. Have you found Jesus? The preacher asked. He said, no, I didn't. The preacher then dunks him again, quite a bit longer this time, brings him up, says, brother, have you found Jesus? The drunk said, no, Reverend, I have not. The preacher now is upset in disgust, holds the man 30 seconds longer, brings him out of the water, and with a harsh tone, my good man, have you found Jesus yet? The old drunk wipes his eyes and asks the preacher, are you sure this is where he fell in? I say that this morning because we don't find Jesus. Jesus finds us. And by the grace of God, Jesus found me when I was in the mire. Jesus found me when I was in a pit. Jesus found me when I had no hope, and he gave me hope. He gave me peace. He gave me salvation. He gave me something that I could take with me to eternity. He gave me his love. Amen. And we're going to worship that God this morning. We're going to sing praises to him. As we sing out this song, Saturday was silent. Surely it was through. But when has impossible ever stopped you? Saturday was silent. Surely it was through.
Since when has impossible ever stopped you?
Saturday was silent. Surely it was through.
Since when has impossible ever stopped you?
Church, how many know sometimes you could have technical difficulties? We have one right now. My guitar is not tuned in the right key. But it's okay, because we have Jesus. Hold on 1 second. See, this is what life's like without God. I said Saturday was silent, surely it was through.
Since when has impossible ever stopped you?
Yeah. Friday. Friday's disappointment, it's Sunday's empty tomb.
Since when has impossible ever stopped you?
This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is the praise make a dead man walk again.
Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again.
This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Just ask the man that was on the bones of if there's anything that he can do. Just ask the stone that was rolled at the tomb in the garden. What happened when God says to move?
Man,
I feel him.
Gonna live again.
said, this is the sound of dry bones rattling. Yeah. This is the praise to make a dead man walk again. Up in the grave.
Next verse, I want to share something real quick. As I look across this congregation, I see some balloons that are floating in the air. And these balloons represent people in our church and loved ones that we have that have passed away this year and last year that we want to remember. But the balloon signifies that they're not in the ground. They're in heaven with Jesus. So I'd encourage you, if you don't have a balloon, if we have extras, go ahead and grab a balloon there in the back if you'd like, and you can put it right next to you. And after the service, we're going to go out in the patio, and we're gonna thank God for our life, and then we're going to let them go together as a remembrance, but also that we would remember that they're with Jesus. Amen.
When all I see is the battle, you see my victory. When all I see is the mountain, you see a mountain more than it moves, yeah. And as I walk through the shadow, your love surrounds me. There's nothing to fear now, for I am safe with you. So when I fight on my knees, with my hands lifted high, oh God, the battle belongs to you. Every fear I lay at your feet, I'll sing through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. And if you are for me, who can be against me? For Jesus, there is nothing impossible for you. When all I see are the ashes, you see the beauty. Oh,
just say the antidote.
Yeah.
So when I fight, I fight on my knees, with my hands lifted high. Oh, the battle belongs to you. Every fear I lay at your feet, I sing through the night. So when I fight, I fight on my knees, with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. Every fear I lay at your feet, I sing through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs to you.
Almighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadow. You win every battle. Nothing can
stand against the power of God.
Almighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing
can stand against the power of our God.
You shine in the shadow.
You win every battle.
Yeah.
Nothing can stand against the power of God.
Oh, mighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadows. You win every battle.
Yeah.
Nothing can stand
Almighty
against
fortress.
Stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadows. You win every battle.
Yeah.
Nothing can stand
so when I
against the power so of when our
I fight,
God.
I fight
on my knees, with my hands lifted high. Oh God, battle belongs to you. Every fear I lay at your feet, I sing through the night.
Oh God, the battle belongs to you. So when I fight, I fight on my knees, with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you.
Cuando pele de rodillas
moriré, mis manos alzaré. Oh Dios, la batalla tuya es, todo temor hoy rindo a tus pies, y la noche diré. Oh Dios, la batalla tuya es,
cuando pele.
Mis manos alzaré.
place this morning.
Happy Easter, family. Happy Easter. Feliz Pascua, hermanos hispanos. I want to pray this morning that you experience the endless love and comforting embrace of Jesus today and every day of your life. The gift of our God is eternal life, and Jesus Christ is the eternal life within us. We pray this day because we have tenemos esperanza, tenemos salvación, porque Dios está vivo. Dios no está muerto.
Amen.
El pastor tiene un mensaje que va a reconfortar nuestro corazón y estemos unidos en ese propósito de saber que Dios no está muerto, Dios está vivo. Y vamos a salir hoy de aquí diferentes a lo que hemos entrado en esta mañana, porque nuevamente Dios está vivo. Señor, te amamos en el nombre de tu Hijo Jesús. Amén.
Amén. So when I fight, I fight on my knees, with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. Every fear I lay at your feet, I'll sing through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs. Fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. Every fear I lay at your feet, I'll sing through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs to you.
Who's it belong to this morning? I say.
Seated in the house of God this morning. Thank you. Thank you, worship team. We appreciate you this morning. You may be seated. Can we give our worship team a hand? Amen. Hallelujah. I just remembered I was at the movie theaters with my son, Mateo, and his friends last Sunday at church. And it was an amazing thing to see 16 of our kids from the church go to the theaters. And we're there, and the kids are screaming, Jesus. We're saying, who you repping? The kids are all, Jesus. It was something like this. Hold on. Kids, where you at? Who you repping?
Jesus.
Who you repping?
Jesus.
Who you repping?
Jesus.
I'm repping Jesus, man. And so we're there, and all of a sudden, some of the teenage workers are looking like, what is going on over there? You know, they're kind of upset for some reason. I don't know why. And a lot of the parents are coming to me saying, hey, what is going on? One mom came to me, and she said, what church you go to? I said, we go to Home Church. And she goes, give me the address. I believe she's here this morning with us. Amen. And so God is moving in so many ways. But I say that to say this. My phone accidentally went off at the theaters. And I had a little kid. He went like, he was mad dogging me. And I said, oh, that's right. They said to silence the phones in respect. So can we do that in the house of the Lord this morning? Can we silence our phones for the house of God? Amen? Amen. Take this time and go ahead and silence your phones. Amen. Unless God calls. Who's ready to hear the word this morning? Amen. Amen. It's so good to see you. Good to see everyone here this morning. I got a few texts from many people who said they weren't able to make it this morning. We want to say hello again and thank you for joining in online. Luke 22:19. We're going to turn there, and then we're going to go somewhere this morning. We're going to take you on a small journey this morning, this Easter Sunday. Who's ready to come with me on this journey? Amen. Hallelujah. Luke 22:19. It reads, as we receive communion this morning, and he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And before we receive the bread, I would ask, if someone is here and does not have a cup, please raise your hand right now. We need one right here. Ushers, disciples, please, if you can. I appreciate we need another one here. Thank you so much. We want to make sure we can receive communion together. And we are going to wait. We put over 300 cups out and we already ran out. Hallelujah. It's good to see you guys. Good to see you. Amen. So, amen. Hallelujah. Take your time. Anybody doesn't have a cup and would like to receive communion, please raise your hand. Hallelujah. I'd ask you now to take your bread and maybe break it. Remember Christ's body being broken. Dear Lord, we thank you for your body broken. That night, you were sitting at a table with your friends, and you could have used anything, but you chose to use bread and wine. And Lord, this morning, you are here with us. You are here with us at this table, and we are participating in remembering this night. We thank you for what you've did. In Jesus' name, amen. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the blood. But it's not just any blood. It's the blood that washes our sins away. And we bless this. We ask you, God, to bless this cup as we receive in remembrance of what you did. Amen. I want to go to verse 39. Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into..." Thank you. Someone's reading their Bible. Amen. Thank you, brother. "Pray that you will not fall into temptation. Father, if you're willing to take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." When he rose from prayer, he went back to the disciples. He found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. You ever ask somebody to help you out with something, you show up and they're sleeping? Wow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." I love this right here, because here Jesus knows he's about to go to a cross. And he's not asking them to pray for him like I would. "Hey guys, you need to pray for me." No, he's saying, "You need to pray for yourselves so that you will not fall into temptation." Because Jesus understands the dynamics of what's going on here. He knows what's going to happen. And he's saying, "Guys, you need to pray Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. He says again, while he was still speaking, a crowd came up, and a man who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus asked him, Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss? I find that interesting. He didn't ask why. He said, are you? While Jesus is being arrested, his friends, his pals, his disciples are not only betraying him, but they're denying him. I don't know this man. I don't know who Jesus is. And it saddens me today, there are still people betraying Jesus, afraid to tell somebody at work or at school that they know who Jesus is. Afraid to tell their family members that they go to church. That they know Jesus. It saddens me today when there's more people coming out of the closet when it comes to sin, and there are Christians coming into the closet when it comes to righteousness. Jesus says, if you will be ashamed of me, he says, on that day, I will be ashamed of you in front of my Father. Verse 63, the men who were guarding Jesus began mocking him and beating him. They blindfolded him and demanded prophecy. Who hit you? And they said many other insulting things to him. At daybreak, the elders of the people, both chief priests and the teachers of the law, met together, and Jesus was led before them. If you are the Messiah, they said, tell us. Jesus answered, if I tell you, you will not believe me. Can you imagine Jesus standing right in front of you this morning and telling you, if I told you who I was, you wouldn't believe me? And there are people today who you tell them about Jesus, and they say, I don't believe. I won't believe unless he shows me some sign. And there's truth right there in front of them, and they say, I won't believe. He says, if I told you, you wouldn't believe me. And if I asked you, you would not answer. But Jesus says right here with all humble authority, he says, but from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the mighty God. They all asked, are you the Son of God? He replied, you say that I am. Then they said, why do we need any more testimony? We have heard it from his own lips. Chapter 23, then the whole assembly arose and led him off to Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, we have found this man subverting our nation. He opposes payment of taxes to Caesar and claims to be the Messiah, a king. So Pilate asked Jesus, are you the king of the Jews? You have said so, Jesus replied. Then Pilate announced to the chief priests and the crowd, I find no basis for a charge against this man. So Pilate says, I don't know what to do with him. He sends him to another ruler. He sends him to another guy. And now Jesus is being passed on like a toy to this other city, to this other place, to a king named Herod, a man who is full of perversion and debauchery. And Jesus is standing there. They're laughing at him. They're mocking him. They're laughing at our Savior. And he's asking Jesus to show him a sign. Show me a sign. And Jesus doesn't say anything. And so Herod now sends him back to Pilate. And so Pilate goes, I don't know what to do. A man with all authority, a man who can make any decision and say, hey, everybody, leave this man alone. No, he can't even stand up for what's right. How many of you know you can't stand up for what's right when you're living wrong? And so Pilate says, well, I'll give him an option. You see, I have a guy who's a ruthless criminal. And I'll ask them, do you want me to release Barabbas or Jesus? And Pilate's thinking, they're going to say Barabbas. Verse 20, wanting to release Jesus, Pilate appealed to them again. But they kept shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" For the third time he spoke, "Why? What crime has this man committed? I found in him no grounds for the death penalty. Therefore, I will have him punished and then release him." But with loud shouts, they insistently demanded that he be crucified. And their shouts prevailed. So Pilate decided to grant their demand. Pilate decided to grant my demand. Pilate decided to grant our demand. In the book of Mark, it talks about how they pulled out his beard, how they beat him, how they laughed at him, how they spit on him. And Jesus, he picks up his cross, and by the time he gets to the mountaintop, they say that he was unrecognizable. A piece of flesh standing in the wide open. And as they hang him high and they stretch him wide, you think Jesus in this moment would have felt like it's over. But you know what he does? He's still serving a purpose. He's still loving. He's still reaching out to somebody even in all his pain and agony. And this person was a nameless criminal. A nameless criminal who could have been me. This nameless criminal could have been your son. It could have been your daughter. It could have been you. And this criminal says to Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." For the sun stopped shining and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And when he had said this, he breathed his last. Bow your heads with me, church. Of God Almighty. The gates and doors were barred, all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. And just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, a voice began to call. I hurried to the window, looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. There was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood right beside me, she told us where she'd been. She said they moved him in the night, and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, now his body isn't there. We both ran toward the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. How and where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Well, something strange had happened there, I did not know. John believed a miracle, I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high. I seen them crucify him, and then I saw him die. Well, back inside the house again,
The guilt and anguish came. Everything I promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. Even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. But suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light came in from everywhere, drove shadows from the room. Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. I fell down on my knees, clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet as I looked into his eyes. Love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I ever had just melted into peace. About you this morning, but our Savior's alive. Amen. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. But you see, when he went into that, when he came up out of that grave, he was no longer the Lamb. Our God was the roaring lion of the tribe of Judah. He was resurrection power. And he's alive this morning. He's alive and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates. So sing with us, church. I said,
he's alive. He's alive. He's alive and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive.
I want to remind you that day there was somebody by the name of Satan, Lucifer, who thought he won. And I want to tell you, in Jesus' lowest moment, even when it looked hopeless, God saw something coming, and it was called a new thing. And he resurrected from the grave. And this morning, no matter what you're going through, no matter what is happening in your life, I said, no matter what is happening, Sunday is coming. But sometimes we have to make a choice, and that's by doing the Father's will. You see, Jesus didn't have to die for the sins of the world, but he chose to because he loves you. And he's here this morning to remind you that you can be forgiven. So bow your heads with me, church. If you're here and maybe Jesus is not living in your heart, you can do that right now. Repeat with me, and if you're watching online, pray this prayer, speak it, say it. In church, maybe join your family members in this place, because how many know we're doing this together, amen? Hallelujah. He's alive and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates. Okay. Dear Jesus, forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart. Give me a new life. I am sorry. I believe you died on the cross for me, and you rose on the third day, and you're coming back again. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. 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 You may be seated. Amen. Who's ready for baptism this morning? Who's ready to get? Amen. Yes. So Jesus gave us some instructions. He said, yes, I'm leaving. Can you imagine your friend just dies and resurrects from the grave, and you're like, bro, like, dude, let's hang out, you know? And he says, wait, well, I'm leaving. I'm leaving now. I'm going. He says, but I want you to do one thing. All your family members who don't know me, your brothers and sisters who don't know who I am, he says, go tell them about me, that they may know me. He says, because I'm coming back again. He said, go tell the world about me, that I was dead, but now I live. I'm gonna go now for a little while, but goodbye is not the end. No, he said, go tell the world about me, that I was dead, but now I live. I'm gonna go now for a little while. Goodbye is not the end of the journey. He says the end of the road. He said my spirit is with you wherever you go. He says you have a purpose no matter who you are, and I have a plan. He said I'll make you this promise. He says I'm gonna come back again. But until then, he says, go tell the world about me, that I was dead, but now I live. And I'm gonna go now for a little while, but goodbye is not the end. No, he says, go tell.
baptism is a symbol of what Jesus did for us
in his death, burial, and resurrection.
Being lowered in the water represents our old life dying.
Just as Jesus was dead and buried,
our past and future sins are gone forever.
We are forgiven.
When we are raised out of the water,
it represents our new life in Christ.
Just as Jesus was resurrected,
we are a new creation.
The old is gone.
The new has come.
Today
we celebrate as people
take their next step
and tell the world that Jesus has brought them from death
to life. Today we celebrate the miracle of a changed life
based upon their profession in Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we are buried with Christ
and raised to walk
in newness of life.
Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." So we're going to be ready for some baptism soon. Is everybody excited? Sorry, I have to find my sheet because I'm going to be reading their testimonies, which, aside from the few times that I get to preach here, is probably the most solemn thing that I do for the church. And it looks like we are just about ready to begin.
Who's ready for this award? Yeah. Well, I believe we're waiting for Marisol right now. Does anybody know where Marisol's at? Is she here? Thank God for Luke. This water is beautiful right now. Amen. Give it up for Pastor Pepe. Amen.
Milagros Vicens said, "My reason for wanting to be baptized is because I have felt in my life the death of the old creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new, and I am no longer a slave to the sin that dwells in the flesh, since I have been born in the Spirit, and the being immersed in the water represents this death in the flesh and birth in spirit. And for the first time in my life, I truly believe in the Word of God, because it is being fulfilled in my body and spirit, and everything is by faith. Glory and honor go to God, because He will finish the work that He started in me."
Twice today.
Carlos Menacho. To my brothers and sisters, my name is Carlos Menacho, and I want to thank you for your love and warm welcoming to my family and me. Today, it's a special day for me because I will have the privilege to receive God, making me a new person and granting me a new life. It is in my prayers to grow in the Lord and become an active and faithful member of the church family here at the Home Church of the Nazarene.
Be raised to new life. Amen.
Is when I heard that people were getting baptized, God spoke to me. And then I said, I want to get baptized. And then a story popped in my head when John the Baptist was baptizing people and Jesus wanted to get baptized. He was setting an example, and I want to set an example and show people that God is in me.
Emily Bryant, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. Romans 10:9-10. I was baptized when I was 12 years old, but I didn't understand the commitment that I was making. I was following my friends. Today I want to be baptized for me and God to tell the world that I am living my life for Jesus. I want to live my life as an example to my family and friends. I am leaving my past in the past, and I am being reborn today, openly declaring my faith and love for God. I'm ready to tell the world about him.
Nelson Bryant. All my life, I felt like I wandered around in circles, always grasping for what felt right in the sea of wrong. I used to have problems with anxiety and depression. I would spiral for days, not knowing which way to go, not knowing who to trust, or not knowing what the future held for me, despite all of my efforts. Life's uncertainty would engulf me in a feeling of helplessness that I could never escape from. In early 2021, my life changed forever. By his wondrous grace, I found solace within myself for truly the first time at age 30. I felt like the weight of the world that I was sitting on me for all those years was lifted. I was finally able to accept the things that I could not control for what they were. I realized that I was allowing the power of God to be received. I realized that I had finally set my problems aside long enough through mindfulness, meditation, and prayer to open myself to him. I have made it a daily practice to meditate and pray to him, and it has made dramatically beneficial changes in my life. I am getting baptized to show the world and the Holy Trinity that I am grateful for the Father's sacrifice, to begin the righteous habit of returning the unconditional love infinitely provided to us from the Holy Spirit, and ultimately to proclaim that the Son's name, Jesus Christ, is exalted above all others as our Lord and Savior. May this act wash me of my sins and send me to a higher plane upon which I shall faithfully serve the Lord.
Andrea Rosario. My life before knowing God was boring and repetitive every day towards the same thing. I welcomed God into my life by going to church, studying the Bible, and getting baptized. When I started going to church, good things started happening to me almost all the time, and life started to get less boring.
Gabriel Matos. When I started going to home church, I didn't want to be here. I just wanted to get out of here because I thought it was pointless, but my mom kept forcing me to go to church. I started spending time with people my age at church and even made friends. Days kept passing by and I started to like going to church. Then I became a member of the church. Now I am going to get baptized, and I am doing this to show people and myself that I am a believer of God, and I accept him as my one and only Savior.
I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Be raised to the body.
Tanya Oswood. I started going to church a couple of years ago. It's the best thing I've done. It has helped me a lot with my depression and anxiety. Since Jesus has walked into my life, I've been a better person. So I'm surrendering my life to him.
Be raised to new life.
Terry Lockwood. I attended church here with my grandmother when I was younger. I quit coming after she died. Over the years, I felt like something was missing, and I also felt at times like it was me against the world. I felt angry, and at times it showed. In recent years, I had conversations with people who saw themselves in me, and told me how they had decided to make a change and not be that way any longer, that it wasn't good to live life like that. I knew they were right, and I believe it was God talking to me through them. I started coming again at the end of 2018 after my friend asked about going to church, and the sense of missing something is no longer there. Now it is time for the next chapter in my journey.
Elaine Brogdon. I really never knew God until he brought me here to his house. I was on the path of darkness. I was always struggling within myself and would make myself sick and out of control. Then God was here in this house. There is a strong sense of him within this place, with Pastor Carlos always speaking as if God was telling me I am forgiven and do not have anything to fear in this house. I do not have to see God physically to know God is so very real. He is alive and lives within me. For the very first time, I'm learning the truth about God here. He is worth living for, and I will never leave him again. He has opened my eyes to new faith, trust, and belief, and most of all, a love that I have never known. Jackie Allen. I am being baptized because I was told growing up to be a member, you had to be baptized. I went to a year of classes at the Lutheran church where I grew up. The church said I had to be baptized. Then when I got married and went to Texas to be a member, I had to be baptized. So this time it is my choice to be baptized, and I want my life to be with God, not because someone told me I had to. And for anyone who says there is no God, it is not true. He is here and all around us. I know because he has gotten me out of a few bad things, and I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. I am here because he has plans for me.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He reigns in the light.
Cadence Hilt. I want to be baptized because I want to show everyone that Jesus forgave me of my sin. Jesus means a lot to me because I know that he answers prayer.
Ezra Garcia. The reason I want to be baptized is to be a role model to others. I feel very blessed to have such positive influences in my life, starting with my parents. Then on to Pastor Carlos and my youth leaders, Matt and Amanda. I want to be the difference in young kids today and walk in the Lord's path.
Son, and the Holy Spirit. He raised new life.
The reason why I want to get baptized is because I believe in the Lord. I realize that I have had a whole life to sin. I'm a bit young, but I want to set an example for kids just like me. I am thankful for Jesus Christ dying on the cross for all his kids. If he didn't die for us, he would not be here in church. We would not be here in church. Whenever you are down, just remember, he believes in you just like you believe in him.
Gabriella Kruger. I want to get baptized again because these last few years I've been through a lot, and I feel like I lost faith in God through the years. Then I was in a car crash where we rolled four times and I was not wearing a seatbelt. I had three compression fractures and busted my eyebrow open. I have found my faith in God again because I know that if he was not there in that moment, all of us would not be here today. I would like to thank God for keeping us safe in that moment. And here is to a new start and a new journey.
I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We raise you to life.
Taylor Aguilar. I want to be baptized because I feel the Lord has put his hand on me. I've gone to church my whole life, and I never really understood why people were so in love with this person they called the Lord. But these last few years has opened my eyes, and I've realized the Lord isn't just some person. He's the creator of our world, our lives, and our love. Without him, we wouldn't ever be happy. We would continue to act like it, but until I talked with Pastor Carlos, I didn't realize the Lord had been here waiting for me to accept him the way he accepts me. He is the heart and soul of our love, and without the Lord, I wouldn't be where I am today. I would still be in Oregon running with the wrong crowd, doing drugs and partying. But I'm here focusing on school and myself, trying to better myself, not for others, but because I want to be the best me possible, and I couldn't do that without the Lord.
Son and the Holy Spirit. He reigns to new life.
Seth Painter. I gave my life to Jesus about 6 months ago here in this sanctuary. I want to be baptized because I want to move in a different direction, the right direction. I love Jesus the same way I love my family. My mom has shown me unconditional love. What Jesus has done for me is also unconditional love. Because Jesus has sacrificed his life for me, I want to serve Jesus the rest of my life.
Rosario. Before sincerely receiving Christ in my life, I had no direction. I felt lost and tried to fill my life with everyone in the world, and in the end, I felt the same or worse. That's when I understood that I had to let God guide my life if I wanted to see positive changes in myself and my family. It is now that I understand that despite the negative circumstances that are happening in my life, God is always in control if we are faithful to him and follow his mandates. In my family is where I see the great work that God is doing. I can already say that there is a peace and tranquility in my home. My children are heading in the ways of the Lord, and my relationship with the father of my children, after 12 years of being together, we are formalizing. I trust that God will do the work in me and in my family.
I believe that's it. I want to sing out one chorus real quick. Because this is for someone this week who's going to go home. And we put smiles on during the week. We've got to go to work and life happens. But at the end of the day, who's fighting your battle? And my prayer is that it's God. This weight that you're carrying, this load that you're carrying, God says, give it to me, that it may be easy for you. So I want to sing out this chorus. So when I fight on my knees, with my hands lifted high, oh God, the battle belongs to you. Every fear I lay at your feet, I'll sing through the night, oh God. church. Stand with me.
So when I fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. Every fear I'll lay at your feet. I'll sing through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs to you.
Before we dismiss, let me just remind you, my name is Pastor Carlos, and I am so blessed to be here with you this morning. If you're visiting with us, we're glad to have you. We'd love to see you come back. Amen, home church?
Amen. Amen.
If you have any questions or if you need anything, ask me or one of the staff. We're here for you. We're here to serve you, here to love you. And I pray that your Sunday just be blessed. Our Savior has risen. Amen. Bow your heads with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today.